Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your home for the best Ravens coverage.
What time is
it? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Ravens have won three in a row. One of the main reasons has been the play of running back Derrick Henry. Leads the NFL in rushing. Here's John Harbaugh talking about the big stud running back doing what he does and why he's been so successful as of late.
I'd say the first thing Derek would tell you is really good blocking. I mean, you had that play happen. And the play before that, too, on the right side before the fumble, was a really well-blocked crack toss play. This was a zone crack play to the left that, man, I mean, just the fact that it was a point in time in the game where fatigue was a big part of everything that was going on. And to see our guys pull around the way they did, Tylan Wallace block, Pat Ricard's block, Ronnie's block. I mean, those guys had some great blocks. And then you have, like you said, Derek. His time on that was over 21 miles an hour.
If he's over 21, he's hauling ass, and that's 250 pounds hauling ass, and making a nice little cut back, you know, to make a guy miss to the inside. I was afraid, Bob, that they were going to come up from behind and try to and knock the ball out or something, but didn't happen. And Wallace did have a hell of a block on there. And like we talked about a little bit earlier, Likely does a real nice job on the perimeter blocking, you know, with DBs and those kind of things. I thought he did a good job. And when you look at the offensive line, Stanley can run. McCary can run. Lindenbaum can run. Falele, he can run, but he's not going to get out there. And Rosengarten can really run. Ricard can run as a 305-pound, you know. So they got some big athletic guys that can run. So getting the ball outside is probably better for them because, you know what, you want to pound it inside. They don't have pounders. They don't have guys that are... Makari's not a knock-you-off-the-ball. Ronnie's not a knock-you-off-the-ball. Lindenbaum's not a knock-you-off-the-ball. Falele would probably be the only one, and Rosengarten's not. So, you know, it's got to be perfectly blocked to go up inside. And when he gets out in space and stuff, you know, it's over.
Now, two fumbles. Lamar Jackson. One turned into a spectacular touchdown. The other almost cost him his game in overtime. Here's John Harbaugh explaining what happened and what led to both fumbles.
You're facing a defense that's going to give you a lot of different things that are going to be aggressive. And so you can't go to the line with just one option because you can be wrong probably the higher percentage of the time. So you go to the line with multiple options. our ability to get in those, get in the right option and execute it so you can hurt them is what you're trying to do. Crowd noise, absolutely part of it. Communication, because of the even in the huddle, is part of it. Getting it right, making sure everybody's on the same page with that. Oh, IDing it and seeing it, you know, what you have to do to move the motion or shift-wise to actually uncover it is part of the challenge. And then to say it under time, and then you get that play clock running down on you. So you got us a couple times. I think that's something that we're going to continue to work on and practice, but also in our, you know, our verbiage, our terminology.
Yeah, I think, you know, what Harb's, you know, to get more seconds, cut your verbiage down on your play calls. But then when you cut it down, well, let's just say, like, they have a long terminology. And then what you got to do then is like, say, X. Because basically what you're doing is you're telling every receiver exactly what they're doing. And that's why, you know, the John Gruden calls and the West Coast offense calls are so much verbiage. Whereas maybe, you know, you're just saying that's the quarterback just says in the huddle, Brown. And Brown means all that. But then everybody on the team has got to memorize all that. So are we making it harder on... Are we making it easier for one guy and making it harder on 10? You know, so those are all the things that you got to think about. And like he was saying, is Lamar's changing the stuff at the line of scrimmage and everything too. So he's looking at the same. And I think bottom line is Lamar's taking his eyes off the ball. I mean, he's looking and figuring that, you know, I'll catch it. I'm doing both instead of focusing on the ball is the most important thing. I got to catch the ball before I can do anything else. I'm looking at the defense and catching the ball at the same time. I think that's the issue.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is news from the Nest on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Justin Tucker kicks a 56-yarder, ties the game late, kicks the game winner in OT. John Harbaugh talks about Tucker getting out of that slump.
Yeah, I mean, it was big for our team. You know, and that's what he'll tell you, too. It's like, you know, our team needed it, you know. And he did come over afterwards after he made that kick, which was a very difficult kick. He came over afterwards after making that kick, and he was pumped up. And he was actually after the kickoff. I think he kicked the touchback. Comes to the sideline and gets right in my face, you know, just a little uncomfortably close. You know, he broke into my personal space. And he goes, let's go win the game. Let's win the game. I'm for that. I am for winning the game. I am on board with that. And I think I think for him to get the opportunity then to finish it with a game winner, that's what it means a lot.
And I just think, Bob, that might have been one of – his biggest kicks in his career for a couple of reasons. Number one, it wins, you know, it sends him to overtime at 56 yards. And number two, mentally, I think, you know, he's probably never been in a situation where it's a 50-some yard field goal where mental, there was so much riding on that kick, you know, besides just being to tie the game, but for his mental state of mind and for the team, you know, because if he misses that, then I don't know if he's going to get another 50-yard field goal.
And let's be honest, I mean, when he lined up to kick it,
yeah.
I can't speak for Nolan or you, Vinny, but I wasn't 100% confident that he was going to make that. And I'm sure if we're feeling that way on that Ravens sideline, a lot of doubters.
Well, it was fourth and five, Bob. And I'm saying, should they go for it? That's what I was thinking. You know, 56 yards. He's made 1 in 2 years. So it was that was big kick for a lot of reasons.
When we come back, buy or sell. Let's count some early week money, hopefully, with buy or sell and the many sports subjects we'll address during the segment. Nate Davis, USA Today, talk about the National Football League 5 weeks in. Robert Saleh is out in New York as the head coach there. Jeff Ulbrich will take over. Looks like, according to Deanna Rossini, that Nathaniel Hackett's going to stick around, though, so... there you go with that one. And also talk about the best teams he has seen through the first few weeks of the season. Then the American League Baseball and Major League Baseball report coming up around 12:45. Two games yesterday. Two road teams get the win. And according to Jazz Chisholm, the Royals got lucky. So we'll talk about their luck at Yankee Stadium.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan, here on this Turn It Up Tuesday, cracking it up to 12. Pick a song, we'll play it. Nolan McGraw is waiting for you. Send your song request to the Plazaport text line at 410-583-1057. Lots going on in the world of sports. Ravens getting ready for the Commanders. Robert Saleh's out with the Jets. You got the NHL triple header tonight on ESPN. The NBA's right around the corner. Terps back on the college football field on Friday night. Take it on Northwestern. You got the baseball playoffs. There's a big fight coming up Saturday. Oh, my God. Not enough time to talk about it, but we all want to talk about money. Let's do it by yourself.
Yeah, the Dow, it's up 62. The S&P's up 42. The NASDAQ is up 209. Now, DraftKings is down 3 cents. Under Armour's up 13 cents.
All right, we'll get our sports topics started here in the NFL with the Pittsburgh Steelers. T.J. Watt actually reached a milestone on Sunday night, bringing down Dak Prescott for a strip sack at the end of the first quarter. That marks his 100th career sack, making him the second fastest player to reach the mark in NFL history. He needed 109 career games to do it, but Reggie White's name will remain on top of that section of the history books, just 96 games needed for him to reach his first 100 sacks. Now, in today's NFL, the pass rush, it's more emphasized than ever. You got to neutralize all of the elite quarterbacks that exist in today's league. But buy or sell, Vinny, White's speed to reach 100 sacks may be a mark that's never broken. 96 games for first 100 sacks.
I'll buy that. I'll buy that. Just because injuries and rotation. I don't know if guys are playing 100%. Reggie White was on the field a bunch, and he was a special. I remember watching him. You probably did too, Bob, at Tennessee.
Yeah, beat Maryland in a bowl game.
Yeah. I mean,
old Boomer
Sasson. He was big too. Reggie was like 280?
And played USFL. I mean, it didn't even start in the NFL. Went to the USFL right out of the gate.
Moving over to the NBA, the Knicks, their busy offseason reached a new pinnacle the other week when they traded for Karl Anthony Towns. And over the weekend, fans were treated to their first look at Cat in a New York jersey. He suited up for a few minutes alongside some other starters in their preseason game against Charlotte. Showed off his range, hit a three-pointer. That's one facet of his game that will be an upgrade for them. But, Bob, are you buying or selling the Knicks can make the Towns addition work from a chemistry standpoint?
I'll buy it because he's got Thibodeau from their days in Minnesota, so there's some familiarity there. Even though, if memory serves, Jimmy Butler kind of eviscerated him in Wiggins when Thibodeau was the coach. But, look, he was in the conference finals last year, so he sniffed postseason success. The Knicks are looking to level up after last year. I think things will work fine until it gets physical in the paint. Then who knows what's going to happen.
Well, we're going to talk about the Jets here, but not their coach. Oh. Rather, their quarterback. He's always
was
in the
news. Vince Lombardi that lost his job today? Or what was
well,
that?
Aaron Rodgers, he was very critical of himself after the Jets lost to the Vikings over the weekend. Said the performance was below his standards and pointed to the pair of interceptions he threw early in the game as something that was extremely uncharacteristic for him. Also talked about being banged up along the way, a sprained ankle coming in the second half. But so far in five games, he's thrown four interceptions. That is uncharacteristic. You go back to his back-to-back MVP seasons, he would have four or five interceptions for the entire year, let alone a five-game stretch. His career high for interceptions in a season was 13 in 2008. He's already got four this year. Buy or sell, Vinny, Rodgers sets a new career high in picks.
I'm going to sell it. I think he's going to get more comfortable and better as the season goes along, just kind of like Kirk Cousins. So, and they'll probably have Devontae Adams too. So I'll sell it.
A little college football here. Texas, they took care of business without Quinn Ewers the past couple weeks. Then they had a little bye week to get ready. But it appears their Heisman candidate is in line to return to the field. Head coach said that he's close to 100%, and it's a good time to get back to that point because they've got a huge game coming up this Saturday, the Red River Rivalry, a game that Ewers has played in before but maybe hasn't fared too well. Last year, he threw two interceptions in a 34-30 loss to the Sooners. Buy or sell, Bob, Ewers will show signs of rust in his first game back.
I'll buy it, but it won't be rust, or they need to break out the WD-40 to get him rolling here. They're almost 15-point favorites, Texas is, in this game. And speaking of the olden days of Reggie White, if this was 1982, Keith Jackson would be on the call on this one, the Red River Rivalry. But I think he'll early signs of rust, and then I think they puffy pants Oklahoma.
You know what'll be interesting about
now, number one in the country.
Yeah, Eli Manning has better chance of the Heisman, you know, than yours right now.
Arch Manning. Yeah, maybe Eli too. Who knows? Those voters are crazy.
That would be really impressive.
Yeah, if Eli wins the Heisman, it'd be like, wow, 20 years too late, huh?
But Bob, what happens like if he is struggling or whatever, and the game's tight? You know, is there a quicker hook than
I'd be surprised. You go from Heisman favorite to a guy that's getting yanked for Arch Manning.
We'll close
not
with this.
Not Spencer Rattler we're talking about
here.
Yeah,
but I'm saying Arch Manning's got a higher chance of making the Heisman Trophy than yours.
All right, we'll see. We'll all watch together. Yeah. Arch Manning, fancy name. Everybody gets some fancy names.
Close up here in the NFL. Another week has passed. We're still talking about the Browns' terrible offense. The issues with Deshaun Watson, they're well documented at this point. But Kevin Stefanski has stood by the quarterback when asked if they would be making a switch to back up Jameis Winston. Browns coach also was asked this week about possibly handing over the play-calling duties to offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey. He gave a pretty stock answer, said, quote, "I think there's a bunch of different things that we want to take a look at." Dorsey, of course, spent the last few years at the helm with the Bills. They replaced him. He lands in Cleveland. Buy or sell, Vinny, a change in who calls plays won't fix anything for the Browns.
I'm buying that 1,000%. Because look what happened. What happened with Stefanski last year when Flacco took over? All of a sudden, he's, you know, the offense is getting 400 point or 400 yards a game and everything. And he cannot say what he really feels, because the owner is probably saying, you got to play this guy. You got to fix this guy. And he's unfixable.
Because if they bench him, then Jimmy Haslam's the one that takes the criticism, because that was more or less his decision to bring him in. And what will be arguably, we talked about it off the air, one of the worst trades in the history of sports.
Yeah.
Forget about football.
Bob, remember back to, you know, when he decided. Remember like the week before he made the decision? Cleveland's out. He announced it. Yeah. Cleveland's out. It
looked like Atlanta was where he was
going. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to Cleveland. What? Where'd that come from? The money.
Yeah, Arthur Blank wasn't going to write a blank check for him.
And Kevin Stefanski is not. There's only one guy that can make that call.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk about all the Cleveland woes and the Robert Saleh out, with Nate Davis from USA Today as we get his thoughts on the NFL through 5 weeks, including the Ravens in first place in the AFC North. Baseball report, talk about the playoffs. Two games yesterday, both road teams win. Two more tonight as the Mets and the Phillies and the Dodgers and the Padres renew acquaintances. We got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Going to hear more from John Harbaugh as he met with the media yesterday. We gave you the dirty dozen. The 12 best teams in the NFL, led by Minnesota. We're the five worst teams. Boy, they're throwing a dart at something, man. There are a lot of teams worthy of this one. And then Jerry Palm, will talk college football with him, as Texas now number one because Alabama crapped the bed against Vanderbilt. Are we feeling better about them 5 weeks in than we were, say, 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, I was a little disappointed this past week, Bob, because I thought Mims, because he's kind of a raw guy, that they would be able to take advantage. But they were giving his side a lot of help. And then Orlando Brown, I mean, why would you try to bull rush Orlando Brown? I mean, come on. I mean, and for some reason, Bob, like the game before, you know, when they played Buffalo on that night game, I said, you know, Vannoy looks fast. I mean, in this last game, he kind of looked slow. You know, I mean, he didn't have a good game, and he was kind of a non-factor. He had maybe one decent rush or so, but he was kind of a non-factor in that one.
Now, as we track that, Nate Davis from USA Today, just tuning into the program, Robert Saleh was removed as the head coach of the New York Jets. Nathaniel Hackett's going to stick around. He has a relationship, obviously, going back to his Packers days with Aaron Rodgers. No real surprise that Robert Saleh got fired, because he is 16 games below 500 as the head coach there. But the way that it happened and the timing of it floored him, Saleh. He totally blindsided by it. But, you know, maybe Woody Johnson sees that, look, this division's up for grabs. We need to stem the tide before things really start to get out of control here, as they have Buffalo next week, a game if they win, the Jets, puts them in a tie for first place in the division.
Bob, going back to like one of your thoughts earlier was like, who did he talk to? What information did he gather that made him go the other way? You know, because if Robert still has the locker room and all those kind of things, and you got home Monday night game, and if you win, you're tied for first place. So the timing doesn't make a lot of sense, unless that he's having issues with some of the players, or, you know, because I don't know what would like force you or want to force you to fire him right now. And my guess, the other thing, Bob, is he was the ambassador to London or England, and he was over there in London for the game, and maybe had a lot of people there. And you know, owners do weird things, man, because you don't know who they're listening to. who's in their box and how much alcohol they've had to drink. And then they make crazy decisions and with non-football people.
25 years in, Woody Johnson has never fired a coach in season.
Well, the last one for the Jets to ever get was Lou Holtz when he resigned after 13 games. That was in 76. Yeah. So this is totally abnormal.
Yeah. And Lou Holtz was like, I'll peace out with Richard Todd and old ass Joe Namath here and go to Arkansas and have some fun there. But so the Jets, big move there as they've changed coaches and they're going on the interim basis. And, you know, we'll see how it turns out for them because it has been somewhat disappointing. Maybe the hard part, the harsh reality could be that, you know, Aaron Rodgers is just a shell of what he was. You know, he was just back-to-back MVP 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But Green Bay, the guy that replaced him, Jordan Love, they went to the playoffs last year and probably are going to be a strong bet to make a deep run into the postseason this year. But let's get Nate Davis from USA Today. Talk about what's going on. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fed. And Nate, first of all, thanks for joining us again. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, sorry. I've been a hectic morning. Sorry to join you late here.
All good. And Nate, you know, Robert Saleh is out. You know, he was on the hot seat. We get it. But Woody Johnson's never fired a coach in season. So on a stun meter for you, the news today rates where? With 10 being, I'm dazed like George Foreman just hit me.
Yeah. Probably maybe a 6 or 7 range. I mean, Woody made it pretty clear back during the Super Bowl that 7 wins wasn't going to be enough this year. That they needed to deliver on the expectations that this team engendered when they traded for Aaron Rodgers a year ago. I'm a little surprised that he did it now. Like you said, I mean, this is the Jets' first in-season coaching change since Lou Holtz back in 1976. So it's been a while for this franchise, but you know, I mean, it's win now mode, and clearly Woody seems to think that affecting a change now was better than waiting, given where things are going. You know, I think the issue is probably not with Robert Saleh, who's obviously a defensive guy, but you know, there's been speculation about the friction between him and Aaron Rodgers. Aaron tried to say, you know, or he did say they were friends. Went so far as saying they were friends even as recently as Friday, but you know, we'll see. I mean, an interim head coach has never led a team to a Super Bowl. So it's hard to believe this is really going to amount to a whole lot at the end of the day.
Nate, when do they get Davante Adams today or tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what Joe Douglas's to-do list right now, but he's still got his job. I wrote a column after Sunday's game in London that, yeah, they need to do it now. You would think that maybe the Derek Carr injury in New Orleans maybe clear some things up, you know, to the degree that the Raiders are going to try to accommodate Davante in any way. But I mean, I think he could solve a lot of problems here, but I also think, again, I mean, this team doesn't have the luxury of sitting around hoping that this offense clicks. And I think taking a proactive approach and putting a guy in who knows the quarterback, who knows the coordinator, who knows the scheme, is maybe kind of the last card they're holding right now. So why wait?
Well, Nate, normally when one goes, then it makes it a lot easier for the other owners to say, you know what, one's already been on, I get my guy. I mean, there's some other candidates that seem like they could be close too, like in Philly and Jacksonville, you know, two just that come to my mind right now.
In terms of a hot seat, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Jags finally got out the schneid, but I think that they're – I think got 2-9 or something since that 8-3 start last year. So Doug Peterson seems to kind of be in disbelief last week that people were asking about his job. But, you know, Shad Khan was another owner that basically said, you know, hey, I just put hundreds of millions of dollars into this team over the offseason. It's time to win now. So I certainly think that he's won. You know, things are a little bit quieter in Dallas at the moment. But, you know, Mike McCarthy is out of contract after the season. So whether he'll get fired or not, we'll see. But, I mean, in my judgment, that team is not better than what it was a year ago. So I find it hard to believe that they're going to ultimately fulfill any of Jerry Jones's Super Bowl hopes. And, yeah, I think Dennis Allen might be another one. I mean, the Saints have started out well. this year with Clint Kubiak, but I mean, that offensive production after 2 weeks has pretty much all gone by the wayside, and I'd be curious to see how much longer they stick with him. I think they've got an out on Derek Carr's contract after this year if they want it, so I think that's another situation to keep an eye on.
Nate, are you a believer in Washington, who's coming to Baltimore this week?
I am, Vinny. I mean, I didn't think it would be this quick. I mean, I kind of thought this season would be another kind of 7-10 year in Washington, but maybe 7-10 on the way to like 11-6 in a year. But that may be happening now. I mean, you know, Jaden Daniels is having a historically good rookie season. You know, I think Dan Quinn has really been a nice breath of fresh air and culture fit there. You know, I think they brought in a lot of guys that can set the proper tone, the Austin Ecklers and Bobby Wagners and Zach Ertz's, yet they kind of retained that humongous amount of salary cap room they had last offseason. I think it's going to roll forward fairly nicely into the future because they didn't really sign any of these guys to massive deals. So I think that organization, general manager Adam Peters, Quinn, Jay Daniels, I mean, I think that this is getting built the right way. And I think maybe the Commanders are in line to take off to a nice long string of success here if Jaden Daniels can stay healthy and continue along this early arc he's got.
Nate Davis, USA Today, talking NFL. Nate, we appreciate your time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday, as we call it around these parts, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Nate.
I will try. Thanks.
Here's Nate Davis, everybody. Obviously busy with the news of the day. We'll come back, have some Major League Baseball playoff fun for you. Two road teams winning in the American League yesterday. Got the big National League fun going on tonight as well. NFL lunch, 1 o'clock. Going to hear more from John Harbaugh as he met with the media yesterday. Vinny's Feeble Five. Who are the five worst teams in the National Football League? You'll find out around 1:15. And then Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com. Talk college football. There's a new number one team. It's the old number one team. Things are crazy. What a crazy weekend it was. We'll talk to Jerry about that and more here on The Fan. As Tarek Skubal was dealing, Boyd was dealing, Cleveland bullpen was dealing, Emmanuel Class A, the top closer in baseball, he came in and for the first time in a long time kind of struggled, and then Kerry Carpenter delivered the bad news in the ninth inning.
Runner goes, pitch is swung on, a high fly ball to right field. This one is gonna fly! A three-run home run! Kerry Carpenter!
Not to be confused with Kerry Carpenter. Kerry Carpenter, three-run blast, TBS on the call as the Tigers stunned the Guardians and even that series at a game apiece. Cleveland's offense was kind of non-existent. Skubal and the bullpen held them to three hits, 11 strikeouts, no walks. That's about as dominant as a pitching performance you can get. And after Cleveland, it kind of slapped them around a little bit in game one. So Detroit, they get into the win column. They'll resume their acquaintances on tomorrow, in game number three. In the nightcap in the Bronx, the Kansas City Royals, well, the last time they won a World Series was 2015, and a guy who was a prominent part of that World Series win reminded people that, hey, I still have game.
A drive to deep left field. This ball is on its way. This ball is gone. And all Rodon can do is shake his head because he's as aware as anyone could be about their past history. And most of it has been good for Sal Perez and not so good for Rodon.
Bob Costas on the call. Salvador Perez, he goes yard. Hampson 2-for-2 with a run and a ribby. Garcia, Michael Garcia, had four hits, top of the lineup. He also scored a run. Bobby Witt made a sterling play on a ground ball that started a double play to get them out of a jam. Cole Reagans wasn't as dominant last night as he was against the Orioles, but the bullpen did well enough. A Kansas City stuns the Yankees 4-2. That series tied at a game apiece. So if you're a Kansas City sports fan, you had the Chiefs winning on Monday Night Football to get to 5-0. And the Kansas City Royals inched two games closer to getting to the ALCS for the first time in 9 years. So Kansas City enjoying a little Monday night sports fun. I bet Bob Costas' Mickey Mantle card was crying. Remember his old story? I used to have a Mickey Mantle card in my wallet and I carried it around with me forever. Wah, wah. I like Bob Costas. I've actually been a fan of his for a long, long time. But
Jazz Chisholm, who went deep late, said the Royals got lucky. We just blew a bunch of opportunities. I mean, just be humble in defeat. They got us. See, in game three, they got lucky. No, you got lucky. In mid-July, you were in Miami playing for one of the worst teams in baseball. You got traded in New York. You're not Derek Jeter. You're not Mickey Mantle. You're along for the ride. Just, you know, enjoy where you are compared to where you were just a couple of months ago. Tonight, or today in the National League, those things resume. Phillies at the Mets, 5-0-8. That series tied at a game apiece. Nola against Manaea. The first two games were pretty interesting, to say the least, because Philly was winning. Then the Mets just exploded late to steal that one, because who pitched game one? Wheeler was just all over their offense, and they gave two a slugfest. And the Phillies overcome that one. And then, as we talked about, it's the Dodgers at the Padres at 9:08. Bueller and Michael King. And King came over in the Juan Soto deal, if I'm not mistaken, from the Yankees. And we saw him pitch in Baltimore over the summer as he dominated the Orioles. So that series is tied 1-1. Nolan's more of the man. He dusted up. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Now, I think this drama is just starting. Like sands through the hourglass.
No,
These are the days of our lives. Break out the cognac and bring back the guy that got killed in a car accident from the dead, like they always do in the soap operas. I think this thing's just getting started.
But certainly make it more entertaining. I mean, I'm not gonna reject it if that's what's coming to us as baseball fans. I just think it would be, I don't know. There's more important things to worry about if you're Dave Roberts and the Dodgers right now.
Well, now the pressure's on them.
No,
because, you know, as we talked about yesterday with Mike Exesa from CBS Sports, okay, you know, they're not the dominant Dodger teams that have won well over 100 games in years past, but they still did win the division. And they still are the favorite, I believe, to win the National League pennant because of Ohtani and everything he does. They gack again. Then everything's going to be like, hey, Roberts, are you the guy? I mean, you got Ravens fans want to fire Harbaugh. Oriole fans want Hyder gone yesterday. What do you think Dodger fans are going to think if they get dismissed by the Padres of all teams, not even making it to the NLCS, which they didn't do last year either?
I'd imagine they've been complaining for years about Roberts. I mean, just knowing the mindset of a sports fan, and you brought it locally here in Baltimore, even when they're winning. There's reason to complain about coaching. So, I mean, the Dodgers, when you win that much, it just becomes expected. You know, winning the division means nothing for them.
Yeah, they won the World Series during the COVID year. It's still a championship, and they still got the trophy and drank the champagne that went along with it. But, you know, a lot of people say, well, it wasn't really. I mean, they play a 50-game season. Yeah. I mean, these are long marathons, and, you know, they've had really good teams not even get deep into the playoffs. Could this be another year for them? And the rivalries really started to percolate. So 9:08 first pitch, that one should be fun to follow, and we'll be talking about it tomorrow when we reconvene for Woman Crush Wednesday. But when we come back, how about a little NFL lunch? How about a guy that was in a good mood yesterday? That's John Harbaugh. Talking about his team. How about we talk about the five worst teams in the National Football League with Vinny's Feeble Five? The Jets, they might not be one of the five worst, but they've been losers of two in a row to the point they fired their coach today, Robert Saleh. Bye-bye. And then we'll talk college football. Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com, entering week 7 of the college football season. It's crazy. How about Navy undefeated? What are we looking at there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.